Love.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Well, Dr. Drew's well rested.
Oh, sure.
I, of course, am plum tuckered out from dragging Dr. Bruce through another 2-hour endless show last night.
I should really give you a week of Bruce and Marcel in there just so you appreciate working with me.
Yeah.
No?
I should take away your car. I was telling that Bruce, all the money I get through. So tight. What about just the last season of Loveline, right?
I appreciate you.
Demanded they double our money on the TV show or I wasn't coming back.
I remember that.
What was Drew and our stupid manager saying? I said, now we're going to need, what, twice the money? Yeah. And who else got twice the money?
They got twice the money and half the episodes.
Perfect. Shut up.
It was perfect.
We didn't get half the episodes. What do we do? What do we normally do?
I have no idea. We did like 100 the first year, and then we did like 60, and then we did like 30.
No, we didn't do 30.
Yeah, we did a lot less that last year, but I don't think that had anything to do with it.
And I think the money was not just the last year. Maybe it was the year before last or something.
Maybe.
I don't think it was just, who knows.
It's hard to reconstruct all that.
I'm literally a millionaire. I can't complain.
I know. What are you complaining about?
Did I give the phone number out?
1-800-LOVE-191. I was in Cincinnati yesterday. It was nice.
Oh, what happened? Where's my money? You go away. You go chase a nickel somewhere in Cincinnati. You get paid. I stay here and get paid the same amount you got paid, except for you weren't here, except for you're making money somewhere else.
You can go.
Let me wet my beak. That's all. It's a little kickback. I'm here holding down the fort. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
think about a partnership.
That.
You're going to make money, right?
Yeah.
I'm staying here. I'm holding down the fort.
And you can go, and I'll hold down the fort for you if you want
to
go.
We all know what's going to happen to the fort if I leave.
Oh,
come
please.
Back, be nothing but Redskins in here, holding down the fort. I come back.
Stop with the negativity. The
place will be
turned over. Come on.
There'll be savages.
Come on. Here we go.
Raping the women.
Think positive.
Burning
thoughts.
The crops.
Think left turn lanes.
I cannot leave the fort. I leave the fort turns to S. You cannot be in charge of the fort.
Be like F troop if I'm in charge.
Yeah. Engineer Anderson is back, so we got that.
Amazing. Where you been?
Cincinnati.
With
getting paid.
Cincinnati.
Where you been?
Right. I was with the kids.
For 2 weeks?
Yeah. I had to take one extra day.
But then you were gone like a week before that, too.
I was gone 2 weeks minus one day.
Huh.
All right.
Yeah,
I was up there for like 10 days.
All right.
Wow. Anderson working at the Ronald McDonald.
That's for amazing. Good times.
That's right. They take wealthy kids and they put them on a mountain. These are privileged kids that are in perfect health.
Negative.
And Anderson just hangs out with them, basically.
All my kids were like from East L.A. for the most part.
Wow. Oh, really?
It's heavy stuff.
Because if you get cancer, I think that you're like if you're rich, you're going to Hawaii, and if you don't have the money, they're going to send you to a free camp. Like
they go to the mountains, huh? So all these kids, Drew. What are you starting a fire over there?
Just moving.
What's going on, buddy? Relax now. All right. So what are the kids? Are they all terminal, Anderson?
No. They either have cancer or they're in remission. Most of them are actually in remission, which is nice.
No, that's good. And what's going on with that cancer? We got a handle on that? We got it beat? What's going on?
It's all done.
When they started the camp, a lot of the kids were terminal, apparently. And now it's like
an
85% success rate.
Yeah. So we moving ahead with cancer here, Drew, or what?
With a lot of them. Childhood cancers, particularly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why, just because kids are more resilient?
They want to heal better? Here's the bottom line is that we're not as good with dealing with solid tumors.
Mm-hmm.
As with the blood tumors and the lymph tumors, that sort of thing, but the
mm-hmm.
or bone, even the central nervous system tumors, but the tumors that are horrible, like pancreas, lung, colon, continue to be awful.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good times. Let me say this. I came in here tonight just before we went off the air. I was talking about the pneumatic closers.
Yeah.
Those are these. Drew, as God is my witness, I'm bringing my cordless drill in here, and I'm going to deactivate all these goddamn pneumatic closers in this place. I don't want to get on get started on too much of a rant, but anyone who's listened to the show some months back, when I got back from Paris, no pneumatic closers in all of Paris. The United States is one big door closer. It's one big fire door. Everything's got to be, every door has to close behind you because so the fire doesn't spread. And what happens is a couple of homos are blowing each other in Vegas. One of them throws the blunt down on the bedspread because they're high on the amyl poppers. Next thing you know, the Hilton goes up and 85 people die. And now everyone's getting sued and now everyone's got to have pneumatic closers. This is how this country works. Everyone's getting sued. Ooh, I got some ideas, Drew. Ooh. I got to making a note here. That I'm going to get into something else later. But the point is,
I love that. You've got to finish this thought.
You don't know what I'm talking
about. Bring back the duel.
Drew knows what I'm talking
about.
Bring
it back.
Drew
knows
what I'm talking about.
Bring it back.
Drew knows what I'm talking about.
Alexander Hamilton, Aaron Burr.
Duel it out.
Bring it on.
All right. Well, hold on a second, Drew, because I'm going to get fired up on this in a second.
That is a great idea.
Let me just say this. Okay. Pneumatic door closers. They're those things that sit up top of the door. Probably more people end up losing fingers in them every year than burning fires, but that's beside the point. It slams the door shut behind you. They never work. You can never adjust them correctly. They're always too hard to push or too easy. Either the door doesn't shut and latch or it comes slamming shut and smashes someone's knuckles. Never works. In Europe, they don't seem to have them. In hotel rooms, you can just open your door and shut the door behind
millions
you.
Millions of people die in fires there.
Oh, yeah.
Millions.
Yeah, that's why all the hotels are 500 years old. Because they catch on fire every other week and burn to the ground. Okay. I've always argued about these things. I've pitched fits about them on the air because I have to lean my shoulder into every one of these things to get through the halls, up through the hall, into the bathroom. Yes, here at the Mother Station in Los Angeles, to get into the studio, you got to throw your shoulder. If you're holding a cup of coffee, you have to like twist the knob with your ass cheek and then back into it, putting your full weight on it. Rodney on the Rock, a legendary DJ out here in Los Angeles, a pioneer, the first man up on the Sunset Strip. I mean, him and the
mayor of the Sunset Strip.
Him and the Donner Party crossed the Sunset Strip in like 1731. This guy broke the go-go's. He broke the doors. He broke
everybody. He hung out with everybody.
Yes, he broke he broke guys who sung into those megaphones. Who sung "Won't You Be My Melancholy Baby" into megaphones with the paint-on mustache and the straw hats? He broke everybody. This guy, but he's a diminutive man. He's not a large man.
He can't open the doors.
I walked down the hall last night. Sunday night is a Rodney on the Rock night. Rodney goes about $1.25, maybe, and that's with the poofy hair.
Mm-hmm.
Minus the hair, he's under 100 pounds. And he's wearing the crazy black shoes and the pegged jeans. And he, poor guy's leaned over at a 45-degree angle, like he's the dog from the Grinch trying to drag the sled up the hill. Poor guy's got the man is a, he's not a young man. He's got many years left in him, but I wouldn't call him spry. And he was never captain of the football team. The guy's got his shoulder leaned into it. He's leaned across at a 45-degree angle, and he's chugging like it's some sort of football drill. Like he's pushing a sled, trying to get the door open.
Yeah,
I'm just watching him with my jaw hanging open. Like, go Rodney, go baby. Look, there's daylight. Push, push. So it's open 3/4 inch now. Stick your foot in there. And what I'll do is I'll lean my shoulder and just push it open 1/4 inch and then bust the table leg off or something and wedge it in there. Then use it as a pry bar to actually pry the door open. I thought to myself, really, we have to fight to get into the studio? Poor Rodney. I got to be honest with you. If Rodney loses 3 pounds, he's off the air.
Yeah.
You understand? He can't
like
get into the studio anymore.
People get flung.
The door's going to open and then just send him sailing
right
down the hall.
Absolutely.
Drew, if you could have seen Rodney trying to get into his own studio because of the pneumatic closer. See, the closer was set at like 128 pounds and Rodney goes 124.
Yes.
And it just, do the math.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's just
I know you're.
Into
it. I'm sure you're not exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. I was like, well, I didn't want to say anything. And also, I didn't want to go help because, you know, the day some punk DJ from down the hall has to go help the legendary rock icons open his pneumatic door, it's the day you get out of business.
Yeah.
That can ruin, you know, all you have is your confidence.
So nobody should hear you talking about this, basically.
No, they shouldn't hear me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Thank Christ these mics aren't hot.
Good.
The point is all you have as a performer, Drew, It's your confidence. And when that when they take that away from you, when some upstart kid helps you with the door, it's gone now, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's all you have. You got nothing else. Just your confidence. All right. So the point is this country's falling apart. Pneumaticless.
No, duel. Let's not have a duel now. Later.
We got to.
Let's take some calls. Duels
all
later.
Right.
Duels
all right,
later.
Because I got ideas.
I came up with it today. I am so with you.
All right. Something smells on me.
Remember Love and Death with the duels?
Yeah. Oh, great movie. Lauren?
Yeah?
Something. I don't smell you, so don't worry about it. What's going on?
Hi. I was just calling regarding birth control. I've been on Depo for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering when you can tell it's wearing off.
What do you mean wearing off?
Because you know how you go on it for about 2 years and then they usually make you get off of it again because it wears off after a while and make you go on something else, like stay off of it for a year again?
Yeah, it's not so much of a wearing off as it's not the best thing for you to continue have continuously going.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not.
Well, you could go for a long periods of time. I don't know if there's any specific guidelines. I'll look it up to see if there are specific guidelines. But there's a recent study that came out that suggested that people that take out Depo-Provera may be at increased risk of STDs.
Mm.
And they don't know if it's because it's the kind of person who asks for this form of contraception or if it's the kind of person a doctor selects this contraception for or something in the Depo-Provera that increase the risk of both gonorrhea and chlamydia.
Well, more than other women that aren't using condoms and are just using the pill.
Exactly.
Like compared to women that use the pill.
For women using hormonal contraception.
Really?
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that can't mean, I mean, everyone's first impression is, well, of course, they're not using condoms, so they're more susceptible to venereal disease, but neither are other women that are using it. But,
right, but maybe people that ask for a shot are perceived as being less responsible or a little more spontaneous or whatever.
Let me say this. They're certainly more spontaneous. Most women who are on the shot either put on the shot because they're a little impulsive
after an abortion, sometimes they're put on the shot.
Or they are on the shot because by their own admission, they just have trouble keeping to a schedule.
Yeah, they can't
and they've gotten burned a few times before. So I would say the group that's on the Depo shot, I mean, let's just put it this way. You're cruising the single bar. You just blew through Cincinnati. You're looking to dip your wick. Give me the Depo crowd. You know what I mean? Yeah. You need some action tonight. Give me the Depo crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've heard some women on the Depo does two things. Either it sort of charges them up sexually or shuts them down.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if some women get a little hypersexual from it.
I saw at one point Rodney had put his back against the door and used his feet on the other side of the hall to press the door open. He actually,
like Roger Rabbit,
actually had his feet pushed up against the hall and his back against it and wanted
me to suspend it in the air.
Oh, he's suspended in the air. He's 4 feet off there. And he pressed his back, and he wanted me just to flip the handle just so he could get a press going.
Yeah.
Good squat going. Yeah, it was great. Penny loafers and peg leg black jeans. Awesome. All right. All right. She cool?
Yeah.
Are we talking to Gabby?
Yeah.
Gabby?
Yeah.
You're 19?
You want to come here?
Mm-mm. Oh, that's a good mother.
Yeah.
Gabby?
Yeah.
Hey.
Who are you yelling at, baby doll?
Come here.
Sorry. I'm yelling at my friend. I'm sorry.
All right. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just hanging out with my friends right now.
Okay, then.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. I've been waiting to get on the line with you guys for like 6 years. You don't even know. And I'm so
six
happy.
6 years? Wow.
Yeah, seriously. I've been tracking you guys from like when I lived in Arkansas, like forever ago.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm getting out of the car because they're trying to listen to the radio.
All right.
She's waiting 6 years. Give her a break.
All right. I'm going to let her get out of the car.
Five.
Gabby?
Yes.
Here we go.
All right.
There you go. You're on.
All right. Hi.
Here we go. All right. Here we go.
Today, Junior?
Do you guys want
to? Right. Oh, Gabby.
Sorry, baby. 6 years. So let's do some math. We should be talking to you in, 2010? Late 2010?
Yeah, but you can understand that she's a little addled and confused after being on hold and being, you know, searching for 6 years, and now she can't really, process
how many times are you going to say, let's go? Here we go. Let's do it. She's distracted. People have trouble getting out of the gates. I'm going to put her back on hold.
Okay.
All right. Rissa?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
I can't orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Ever?
Well, with myself, yeah, but I've been with other people, lots of other people, and I can't at all. I think I have a small clit. I even tried to, like, pierce the hood.
Oh, jeez.
That didn't work, so I took it out. I don't like it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I even went to hypnotherapy over this.
No.
Something's
really?
Rissa, what's the deal?
Yeah,
you got energy.
Like,
you got energy.
Yeah. I've been with guys, and they say that, oh, yeah, I can make you come. I've never had a girl not come, and I believe them, and it just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
most women do not have orgasms with intercourse. Do you understand that?
Most.
Right. But not even oral. I can't get off.
Mm. And how is it that you are able to get off?
Masturbating, a vibrator.
Why don't you bring the vibrator into the whole interaction?
I've done that too, and that only works sometimes. I was with a guy for a year, and probably toward the end of the relationship is when I would sometimes orgasm using the vibrator. During penetration.
Mm, there you go.
Mm, that counts.
Sometimes.
I count
it
that.
It took, like, what, 10 months?
Yeah, but so what you'd say is you need a stable relationship with somebody you can kind of work it out with, and you figure it out.
But it's like medical abnormality or something.
No, it's not a medical abnormality. What's abnormal is your
obsession,
with this. Yeah.
What's up with you with the piercings and
the multiple, the lots of guys?
You're taking the caliper to your clitoris.
Yeah.
Or clitoris.
Where did you get the idea that a clitoris size makes any difference? Where did you get that?
I was reading online and the whole Betty Dobson revolution and the self-love, and I've researched it a lot.
Yeah, but what does the size doesn't have anything to do with anything?
Well, I thought that the bigger it is, the more you can orgasm. And like,
No, that's nonsense.
It's like, look.
The bigger the penis, the more you orgasm? No, no.
Good. No, it's like saying I enjoy food more. I have bigger taste buds.
Yeah, right.
No. Doesn't matter.
No, of course.
Just got to have taste buds.
Yeah.
Although, I wonder if bigger. Yeah, no. All right. Arissa's got energy. I don't know where it's coming from. Arissa.
Yeah.
You've been with lots of guys. You got the clit piercing. You're doing the water displacement test on your clit. What's up? Where's your dad? I don't trust him.
I don't know.
You don't know where your dad is?
No.
Good. You're not going to find him in your underpants.
Or in somebody else's.
That's right. I need you to get some therapy.
I'm in therapy, actually.
There we go.
Stick with it.
Talk about sex and therapy. Don't do what Corolla does and just skip that topic.
What'd your dad do? Abandon you when you were young? Abandon the family?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's, now you're on a wild search now.
Get some therapy. Let me say this. Chris, was I talking on the air last night about those ACLU pussies, or was I just screaming at Bruce about it during the commercial break? I can never figure it out anymore.
During the commercial break.
All right, quiet now. Here's, speaking of deadbeat dads, I was just watching this thing. You know how we hate the, we're beginning to hate the ACLU.
We?
You and hate I? Them, and I hate them.
Okay.
Yes, because of their horrible.
They get into crazy.
They started off by doing some good. Let's let black guys vote. Okay, good. We're all behind that. And then it started getting into death row prisoners shouldn't have to give up DNA samples to try to wipe old cases off the books. Who cares about those grieving families? These guys have their rights, even though they're due to go to the chair in the next 6 months.
I heard a term today while I was away that I had not heard in a long time, debt to society. What happened to the debt to society thing?
Now, that's gone. It's just somehow society screwed them.
Yeah.
And now, here's the thing about...
We're paying the debt.
Yeah, everyone on death row is either they're falsely accused because of the color of their skin or their socioeconomic situations. They're either poor or black or both, so that's why they're in the joint. Or if they are there because they hurt somebody, it's because we forced them to do it, society and the man. You know, we gave them no options. Well, he could have went to college, but we took it away from him, and he was forced to kill, and now it's our fault. So there's that thing going. But ACLU used to do some decent work, and now they're just doing novelty crap, I think just to piss off right-thinking people is all it is. And it's really just turned into just a band of angry lesbians. And thank God for the ACLU, because I can call them all that. You know what I mean? That's my right. But some judge, I don't know where, maybe it was like Arizona or something where a lot of these good ideas seem to come from. You know, I got a little frontier justice over there. He said, look, he was getting a lot of deadbeat dads coming in front of him. And he said, the judge said, look, all dads with four or more kids who, with three or more different women who are currently deadbeat dads who owe money, you got your choice. You can go in the joint for 6 months or you can get fixed.
Ooh. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not the ACLU's not going to stand for this, though. Oh, no. Oh, you saying poor people can't have kids? Yeah, that's what he's saying. No, you pussies, you retards, you idiots. He's saying poor people who have multiple kids.
Not for anybody.
Yeah, they can be rich.
Yeah.
They can be rich. They just choose not. I'm assuming they're poor, but they can be rich. And I'm guessing most of dads spend their money on tackle and gambling and whores and booze and substance
lottery
and
tickets.
Stuff like that. And lottery tickets. And they're playing the ponies and that. All the good stuff. All the fine stuff. Maybe rims for the cars and that kind of stuff. Accessories. Whatever they're spending the money on. And no, it's not necessarily poor people. It's just people that choose not to pay for their kids. When they have four kids or more, three or more women, and they have a choice, then go to the joint for 6 months. They don't have to get it. ACLU. Oh no, oh no. This is discrimination. Really, nothing. What about what he owes society for what he's doing?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing there. By the way,
talk about a debt to society, which is really what
it's a debt.
Justice is all. Yes, we've incurred a debt here.
I'm just saying. ACLU, they've obviously run out of things to champion, and they need to just pack it up and just hit the kibbutz, would you? Just pack up your lesbian tent, fold up the sandals and the beads, and just head out to the desert.
That's a slippery slope we're going down.
I know. That's what I love. Very slippery, because once we stop the guys that are cranking out four and five kids with three and four different wives,
ruining the lives of these women.
Well, and
how about protecting the women?
All you got to do is pay for them, and you can do whatever you want. You just physically have to support your goddamn children. Once it gets to the point where you're in front of the judge and using up court time and stuff, now it's time to put an end to it. And listen, why doesn't ACLU just go protect animals?
Why does it protect the women who are being exploited in these situations?
Oh, listen, they're not interested in protecting anybody. They're just interested in giving the man a hard time. Let's face it. There's no rhyme or reason to any of the crap they do. They're just screwing with the man. That's it. The man says something, they say something back. They're just really angry screw ups. We got a little bit of education, just enough to make them stupid. I just wish they'd get the hell out of the way and let sensible society move forward. And yeah, I know without them, it's all going to cave in. Next thing you know, it's back to the Salem witch hunts. We're coming in. They're telling, they're screaming at everybody. You can, yes, nobody can have, no, we're going to start needing your tax records to see if you can have kids. I know, slippery slope.
By the way,
slippery
the slope. Slippery slope we're on is the one that's destroying us.
Yeah.
That's the slippery slope.
Of course. I know. And the doom and gloom. You hear it every year. It's the same. It's the same thing. It's if they do English only in the schools, then all these poor kids are going to start dropping out of schools. Yeah. Meanwhile, they just learn English and get jobs.
Now they're doing much. They're no longer being discriminated because they speak English.
Of course,
and they're doing great.
Of course. But it can't be.
Do you remember all that?
Yes,
oh, it's going to be a disaster.
Of course. Of course.
We need an apology on that one.
They never do. They just move on to their next chicken ass point, and that's it. All right. All right, I'm sick of all this.
Take a break.
No.
Yeah.
I'm fired up. Gabby?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
She's been waiting for 6 years.
All right, now you got to wait a little longer because Drew wants to take a commercial.
Goodness. Okay.
All right. Well, look, I tried to talk to you twice. You were yammering away with your friends.
I know. No, I'm so sorry. I was trying to get out of the car, and then a car drove by, and I couldn't hear you guys. It's when you guys switched back over from hearing the show and then hearing you guys, it was so quiet, and I could barely hear you guys' voices, so I turned my cell phone up.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to you. I got to take a quick break. Ronnie's still trying to get into the studio. It's been 23 hours now. I'm going to go crack the door. Drew, you get the WD-40 and get some of that water-soluble lube you keep in the trunk of your car.
Perfect.
Grease the hinges. I'll throw my shoulder in it. We'll break into the studio. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew and I just talking off the air about Hitler's mustache. And I was talking about it on the air last night. And it just bears repeating because Drew's heard it for the first time. But Hitler, 1940s, all the footage I've seen of World War II, and I've seen millions and millions. The guys who the trial at Nuremberg have not seen as much footage as I've seen of Nazi Germany, because that's all I do is sit around and obsess on footage and try to come up with plans to bomb Germany again. All those years, never seen anybody with the Hitler mustache.
No, certainly nobody in Germany at the time. No footage of anybody.
No peasant.
You pan across crowds of thousands with the Heil Hitler.
Yes.
No, nobody with the mustache.
It was all about uniformity for him. It was all about architecture with him. All about creating a new look and a new style and a new everything. Everyone wore everything he wore and listened to everything he listened to. Nobody had that horrible mustache except for one guy in the German army who I saw Saturday night pass on a half track.
Wow.
I TiVo'd it. I rewound it 750
times. Did you watch back?
I just kept watching it to make sure it wasn't a moth on his lip.
Or make sure it wasn't Hitler himself.
Yeah. Yeah. One guy. And I just said, Bruce
wild.
And I were talking about it last night. And think about it. You've never seen one of his generals.
It's so striking. There's got to be a reason. Either you have to be so effed up to sport that stash, as he must have been, that no one else could tolerate doing that to themselves. You know what I mean? It's like, why would it?
Well, that's the whole question. It's like, if your look is so bad, there's no amount of exposure that can overcome it. Like, I'll give you another, for instance, Don King's head.
Right. No one's going to imitate
Nobody
that.
Has Don King's hair.
It's just his hair.
Don King is one of the most recognizable faces in the United States. Yeah. He's been on TV thousands of hours and a very high exposure guy, very successful guy. Nobody will do what he's done to his hair.
So there's some people that have stylistic expressions that are so far outside the norm that people are like, that's theirs.
I think Hitler's mustache was so effed up, even his loyal kiss-ass troops would not sport it.
I wonder if people were so frightened of him that they would feel like he might take it the wrong way.
It's like we said, whenever a leader would get into power and start putting, a look together, his constituency would follow it.
I mean, basically, in Russia at the time of Stalin, there's lots of big old mustaches.
Yeah. If you look sensible enough, people will do it. You got the crazy stash and the comb over, no one's going for it. No one went with the hair either.
Yeah, that's true. Well, a little bit.
Well, not, yeah, but the stash. I mean, he was 0 for like 20 million.
He's one for 20 million.
One. Yeah, him. Gabby?
Yes.
Baby doll. What's happening? You're 19.
What's up? Yes. My friend Desiree thinks you're hot, by the way, Adam, but my question is to you guys.
Yeah, but even so. So anyway.
Yeah, all right.
So there we go.
All right.
Well, my question is I had this guy that I was dating, and he came and stayed at my house with me for a weekend. And the first day, I think we messed around a few times and got him, excited or whatever, and then got him to the point, but then we didn't actually, have sex. And it happened about two times, I think. And then the next day, when we were messing around one day, we actually had sex. And then when he came, there was this jelly stuff that I found on the blanket or something. I asked him what it was, and he told me that happened when a guy gets excited a few times and doesn't do it. It's like a plug or something. So I was basically wondering what was up with that.
Wait a minute. Now,
jelly plug left on the bed.
You mean
that could have been his calling card.
Yes. Well, it was it was just really little. It was just a little piece that felt like gel, like hair gel. It was like dirt. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, listen, jelly, little tapioca pudding type appearance occurs when guys do not clear the pipes regularly.
What he said.
There's a little chunks if he's not ejaculating.
Well, did
regularly.
He have an orgasm?
Yes. So the last time when I asked him what that thing was, that's basically what happened.
That was the last orgasm, was the jelly.
So, wait, did he have an orgasm?
That was the first one.
The first one.
It didn't happen again, but I was just...
So at the beginning, his first emission had the jelly, and that was the first emission for him.
All right, but he had an orgasm.
Yeah.
All right, that was some of it.
Yes, that was some
of it. That was the solid part of it.
Right, and then if a guy hasn't had an ejaculation in a little while, a few days, that will accumulate in some guys.
Let me explain orgasm.
Six years.
You know...
6 years for that.
Could have been another question. Let me tell you something. You know, once in a while you make some chocolate milk, put the powder in there, you mix it up as best you can, and then you drink it, and there's
still
a perfectly dry chunk
somewhere
stuck cleaving to the side of the thing. Mm. That's what that is. You know the thing that's crazy about it? Mm. It's submerged in 14 ounces of milk, and it's dry as a bone inside its little cocoon.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And by the way, the guys that are manufacturing powdered chocolate milk, we can't do better than that. That dries to a vapor tight outer shell, so that there's just bone dry powder the size.
By the way, not one. Usually dozens of them.
Usually dozens.
You have to crush them. It's like, what?
Bone dry little nodules floating around
inside
there.
And then
they just
make smaller nodules that are enclosed.
We can't do. I could. Sand would not do that. Let's get to work on that, by the way.
Yeah.
Let me say this. A little too much time in the lab focusing on the chocolatey goodness and not enough time working on the breakdown.
Yeah, the ease of...
Yeah, you know, it'd be nice. And then there's always a controversy. Should I put the thing in first, or should I dump the milk in and then put the powder in?
So
should I be pouring it in while I'm stirring it simultaneously? Either way, there's always the little deserty dry thing in there. Someone do this with the powdered milk. Invent the powder that you could actually just dump in the top and it would just
pow.
Just dissolves.
Yep.
Just goes away.
Perfect.
And by the way, for all powder, protein powder does that. Everything, every powder that you stir up into some water, some juice or some milk, you either got to get the Cuisinart thing out, you know, you got to get the pina colada mixer out, or there's going to be the dry chunk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work on that. Can we do that?
I'm with you.
Let's do that. Let's go now. Chris, you know what I'm talking about. All right. On the air. Tiffany.
Yes?
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've been with my boyfriend for like 5 years, and just a couple of days ago, he confessed to me that he had started seeing somebody else, but like not in a serious way. It was just another girl, because he didn't really hang out with girls. And she liked him, and he knows I hate her, and he did it anyway, but nothing happened, he says, but I'm freaked out about it.
All right, well, keep going. Well, let me hear more what this question is. We can interpret that, but what's the question?
Well, okay, ever since this happened, first of all, I've been just sort of stressing out about it, and I don't know if I'm making too big of a deal out of it. And then also, all I want to do is, like, sleep with him. Like, I've masturbated, like, way more since I found out this happened. I don't know if that's weird.
Caveman. This is the caveman.
Yeah.
Cavewoman.
Playing right into his hand.
Yeah.
You've not slept with him before this?
Oh, no. I mean, we have been. I mean,
she's now wants to have sex all the time.
Yeah.
Since she's discovered that this girl's interested in him.
Hey, hold on now, a second. Now, you guys have been together for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is he admitting this to you? Did you bust him in any way?
No, it's just we've been coming into some commitment issues, and
Tiffany, you speak in like riddles, limericks.
He's wanting to get out of there.
Yeah, what do you mean they're commitment issues? What does that mean?
Well, recently we've been talking more and more about getting married, and he's been really shying away from it and saying, I'm not ready for it.
Okay,
he's on his way out.
Yeah, he's got to let you go because he is not ready for marriage.
Yeah.
Do not think you convert him into a guy who's ready for marriage. He's got to go find out who he is professionally, get a job, get in the workforce. Then he'll be ready for marriage in about 5 years.
How old is he?
He's 25.
Yeah, you're not going to convert him.
He's not ready.
He's not ready.
And he's telling you this because he's just wanting out. He doesn't even know it.
He's wanting out.
I let him out.
He's not ready.
Don't obsess.
Guys do not go from not ready to ready because you convince them. Guys will give up. Guys will lose women that they regret having lost because they were not at a place in their life where they could get married. And if you force them into marriage, it will not be happy.
Well, the thing is that I'm not ready right now either. I want to wait, you know, until I finish school. But
you want to wait until he's ready.
Which will never.
When I'm ready too.
No, I know. You got to wrap. But he's not buying. He doesn't hear what you're saying. He's feeling what you're putting out.
Yeah.
And that ain't someone who's. And I love when the chicks pull that thing. Hey, I'm not ready. Oh yeah, let's elope tonight. Okay. They would do it.
I know.
They all pack a bag at 15, just waiting for Prince Charming to pull his steed up in front of the window.
I won't let you get away with that.
Oh, Drew, you're going to hear clop, 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 come up the driveway, and a big long-haired guy. Girl's going to tie the bed sheets together and lower herself out the first floor. She's on the first floor.
I'm
not a smart girl.
About that same window. No!
Slow motion. Swinging on the chandelier, out the window, onto the awning, which tears. Drew bounces off it, does a flip, lands on his feet. What happened to people bouncing off the awning?
Yeah, awnings used to be just like trampolines. When did they become awnings
again? Let me tell you something. I'll tell you. The chandelier used to be a form of transportation.
It's trapeze.
That's how you get from one side of the room to the next.
Trapeze.
And, yeah, the awning was the first airbag trampoline. Yeah, you just land, your ass hits it, pow. And thing never buckles. Huh. Let me tell you something. I've put up a few awnings in my day. If anybody over 100 pounds hits it for more than three stories, they're taking it down. There's a couple of couple of plastic screw shields holding it into some stucco.
Three stories. How about from the next window up?
Crow lands on an awning I put on. It's coming down. All right. We got a rock here, Drew. Right. You want a boogie?
One more.
What's up?
Let's boogie.
I got to talk about dueling tonight, too.
We will. Don't worry.
That's my new plan. Christy?
Christy. Yeah, hi.
All right. Now I'm hanging up on you because you're... I feel like she was correcting me even though I got her name right.
Huh, Christy? She was like... Mm-hmm. Like confirming. Yeah, Christy, yeah, that's me.
All right. Were you doing that, Christy?
Well, some people call me Christine, and that's not my name.
How is it you misread everybody the time? How do you do that so consistently, Drew?
I want to give people the benefit
of
the doubt.
Did you hear that little bit? She was correcting.
I know. You're right.
Christy, it's Christy. Yeah. Oh, what drives me berserk? Why does this drive me berserk? The people who have names that could go one way or go to the other, and they walk around in a poised position to correct everybody all the time with their goddamn worthless names. Let me tell you something, everybody. You know who you're an individual to? You. Nobody else. You and your stupid dad and mom. Everyone else could give a rat's ass about you. So stop going through society like everyone cares. Just quit pissing everyone off with your stupid corrections. And by the way, you want to make friends? Stop correcting everyone in the beginning of every conversation you have with everybody all the time.
Yeah, but the fact that they do that means something's going on.
Oh, stupid parents who name their kid Torin. It's like, Lauren? No, it's Torin. That's great. All right, now see what you did, Christy. You made me mad. So quick,
Christine.
It's a Christy. I said Christy.
Well, some people call me Christy. My real name's Christine. All right.
Now you can sit on hold. I bet she's hot too. Christy.
Hi.
Are you hot?
I guess I don't know.
All right, hold on. We're gonna. And by the way, what do you mean you don't know? Don't give me that. I don't know. I know I'm hot. Drew knows I'm hot. Chris, you know I'm hot. See?
Ask her again.
What do you mean you don't know?
Give her a chance to say yes.
She knows. All right. Christy, do you think I'm hot?
I don't know. Probably.
Wait a minute. You've never seen me?
No.
That's possible, Adam. I know that might break your heart, but it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
Well, Christy, are you hot?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you have no idea what I look like?
Mm-mm.
All right, hold on. All right, now I'm really mad at her. All right, you ready to take a break?
Let's go.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. The beautiful, fetching Lisa Loeb in here tomorrow night. And let me tell you, I like that's my type, that Lisa Loeb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those big Pam Anderson types, believe it or not. Most people would think, well, that's what you want. But I don't need the female impersonator, which is Drew put his... I think he put the nail on the head there when he hit the nail on the head when he said that Pam Anderson was a female impersonator. I don't like a chick looks like she'd bite a piece of your penis off. You know? I like the sweet ones.
Yeah.
Lisa Loeb, that's everybody. Lisa. Tomorrow night, we will move forward. I got to talk about my dual idea, too.
Yeah.
Melissa?
Hey.
You're 26?
Yeah.
You're a prostitute?
Yeah, here in San Francisco.
All right. Thank God.
Who is it? Who is it?
No.
Hello?
80%. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years. Mm-hmm. He's a pimp. I'm a prostitute. When I first got with him, we moved out of California to Las Vegas to be away because he didn't want his friends to know that we had a relationship. And I became pregnant. I was pregnant 2 times. I had abortions. He has kids. He took care of me the whole time I couldn't work. So, I mean, we have a really, you know, besides what I do and what he does.
If you get an abortion and you're prostitute, it's like a pianist breaking their hand. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you're out of commission for a little while.
Yeah, for a long while.
All right. You can get a long disability there. And what do they do when you get an abortion? Like, doctors stay off the vagina?
Basically, 2 weeks. Yeah.
Called pelvic rest.
Really?
I was pregnant 2 times in, like, 6 months, so I couldn't work for, like, months.
You're pregnant with one of his kids?
Yeah, 2.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't you guys using birth control?
We did use birth control, but, we have freaky events where, you know, things get out of hand.
This guy sounds like a great guy. He's got a couple of kids. He's still knocking you up. As long as he's learned his lesson about that. By the way, we're fine. Oh, I know the ACLU won't have it any other way than just stupid guys polluting the planet with screwed up kids that we can pay for, by the way.
Think about how she thinks this, though.
Well,
when I was off the pelvis for 2 weeks, he fed me. He took care of it for those 2 weeks.
Yeah, he came out and slopped you. Like, this took these scraps off his plate.
Wow.
With pork chop bone. All right. Well, this is horrible. Okay, so now what's going on?
So now, basically, I just moved into a new apartment by myself.
Mm-hmm.
He's staying at his apartment. I'm, like, wondering what's going on. I mean, he, like, you know, buys me gifts and
All right. Well, let me by the way, I always just thought that was almost I thought it was something that was just done in movies, that, like, he bought me a coat.
Yeah.
So bought me a necklace, like, so I'm his girlfriend. He buys me nice things. I mean, I know maybe I sound naive, but I just thought that was one of those things they did in B movies, you know? I didn't know you could actually buy someone a coat and some culottes and they'd stay with you for a year.
That's not the reason I'm staying with him.
Why is it? Because he fed
you? We have a good relationship. We don't fight. He treats me nice. He buys me things.
He buys me things.
Pimp with a heart of gold.
That's what he's saying, Melissa. Just buying you things means that's all that counts?
Yeah. I mean, he takes care of me
emotionally. Hey, Melissa.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask a few questions. How much do you get paid for what? What do you do?
For one appointment, between $800 and $1,000.
No.
What do
That's
I do?
A high class hooker.
Is that what they call that?
Yeah, between $800 and $1,000 for one session.
Yeah.
How long does the session last?
Well, I mean, you pay by the hour, but I mean, I'm through within like 10-15 minutes.
Now, is it like parking? Do they round up? You know what I mean? Like, if I can...
Is there a minimum?
If I can keep it to 56, 57 minutes, or according...
Or 56 seconds, maybe, in your case.
Yeah, no, but the hour's going to cost you. It's
no,
like,
matter what.
It's like when the plumber comes out to clear your drain. Yeah, there's a minimum.
Yeah, I don't give deals.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying.
What?
If you came over to the studio, for instance, it would be between 800 and 1,000.
For
the first hour.
For each person.
For each person, for Drew and... Well, you got to give a discount for Chris.
I don't give discounts.
The guy makes $10 an hour. Cut him a break. Plus, he'll give you some swag. Give you like a K-Rock backpack and like a sports bottle.
And some stickers.
Yeah, throw a little something at Rodney. He's still trying to get into the studio up the hall. So, 800 and 1,000 bucks for each person for the first hour. But what if you were staying a couple hours?
Even if I'm staying a couple hours, I can have it wrapped up within 30 minutes.
All right, hold on. Let's really just think about that last statement.
Yeah.
Even if I'm staying a couple hours, I can have it wrapped up...
In 30 minutes.
In 30 minutes.
I
Does anyone know what that means?
No.
It means the guy will have an orgasm inside of 30 minutes?
It means her work is done in 30 minutes, I guess, even though she stays...
Melissa.
Yeah.
I'm just wanting to know if you're charging $800 an hour, if you stayed a couple hours. If I wanted you for a couple hours, how much?
How many hours? 2 hours would be 16.
Okay.
Okay.
She answered it. That's so don't go back.
Took an hour, ironically, to get to that. It cost me $800 to get to that part.
Now, but if it goes an hour and 20 minutes, is that 2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would stay longer than an hour.
Okay.
All right. All right, baby doll. And are you good looking?
Oh, yeah.
All right, and how many guys do you see in an evening?
Well, I don't work as much as I used to, so I only do like 2 appointments a day.
Mm-hmm. And is that every day or 5 days a week?
Well, I work every day, but Sunday.
All right,
it's the Lord's Day.
Yeah, it's your people's Sabbath.
Yeah.
So you're basically making, let's just say 10 grand a week. Are you making that much?
Easy.
So more than 10,000 on an average week.
Yeah.
And how much of that money do you give to him?
Well, see, he has his own thing. He has other girls. I don't give him my money.
No money for him.
That's why I say my boyfriend. He's a pimp. I'm a prostitute, but we have
He's not her pimp.
Do you have regular customers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And
wild.
And what do you do? What do they pay you in cash?
Yeah.
No. Oh, Adam.
Yeah.
No taxes.
And so let me just get this straight, and please be honest with me. Mm-hmm. You're saying that you are taking home over $10,000 a week on average in cash every week. I don't believe you.
Okay.
Why do you need him to get you presents?
I don't need him to, but it's a nice gesture.
You kept bringing up him getting you gifts. I mean, for someone who's got 12 grand in cash in their clammy little lean.
I'm not saying that. I mean, the things
hands.
That he buys me are super expensive. I mean, it's really the thought that counts. I'm just saying you take care of, you know.
All right, we got to take a break.
What kind of car do you drive? Jeep.
Hello?
What kind of car do you drive?
Cadillac.
Ooh. That could mean anything. No. Hold on a second, baby doll. I got more talking to.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Hold on.
I'm a prostitute. And, you know, if I'm going to be a prostitute, that's what I'm going to be. High class.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
Be literally a millionaire.
Yeah. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Woo. Oh, yeah. Tell you what, Lisa Loeb in studio tomorrow night. Hot, hot, hot. That may have been her just playing in the background. I think that was Lisa Loeb. Yeah. Yeah. Turn it up. You in the Loeb at all? Yeah. That's her. I know her licks. That's a power lick. Yeah, it's either Loeb or Dio. Yeah. Woo! Yeah! Weather and sports coming up, top of the hour. I'll drop Trout, Drew. I'll do it.
Chris,
I will drop
Trout. Chris, he will drop Trout. Watch out. Don't tap him. He will do it. Be careful, guys. Wow!
Make me drop Trout. Yeah. Drop Trout. I'll tell you. I can tell you how I drop Trout, but I have to kill you.
I mean, literally.
31 after 8:29 away from the top of the hour. Traffic and weather coming up. Look out for brake lights. Look out for mattress and lanes. Weather, traffic coming up. Traffic and weather coming up. Traffic and weather coming up. Then you die. That's going to be the name of my book.
Traffic and weather, then you die.
Traffic and weather at the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, at the top of the hour, and then you die. That's basically life. Just sitting around for the top of the hour. Trouble in the Middle East. Oh, hold on. Let me get my scratch pad. What was that he said? Trouble. Something is broken out in that garden, that garden part of the world. I can't believe there's
shocking.
Trouble in the Middle East.
Shocking.
Trouble in the Middle East.
Shocking.
Unbelievable. Can't be the people. Cannot be the people. Must be the soil. Soil? It can't be the people. It's got to be the air.
No, it's got soil. To be the history of colonial domination.
Yeah. That's right. The man.
Yeah.
I forgot about the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we imposed that.
Yeah.
That's right. Bill?
Yeah.
19. Trouble in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
Traffic weather coming up top of the hour.
71 degrees.
That's right. 71 coming in. Blah, 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 blah. What's up there, buddy boy? You have a one-inch penis?
When it's small, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When it's limp. When it gets erect, what's it go to?
About four.
Yeah. Remember those chicks? God, did I hate them. I don't even remember their names anymore. Those twins?
Yeah.
Ew.
What were they doing here?
I don't know, but I was yelling at them to get out of the studio. Do you remember that?
I remember they were they dated the Hansons or something.
Yeah, they were guests on the show, and they were so goddamn obnoxious. I was actually yelling at them to leave at a certain point. All right, so 1-inch penis. But now it says you're 5'9", you're 230.
Yeah, I've been going to the gym and working out and getting in shape so I can join the Navy. But I've dropped 13 pounds in the last month. But
that's good.
Good.
What do you eat? Because you know we talked to a lot of people who even with all the diet and all that Atkins stuff and stuff, and it's like, what do you, well, you're on a diet? Oh, yeah. What do you eat? Oh, I'm eating right. Get up every morning, have myself a big bowl of oatmeal and a couple bowls of Special K.
Right.
Half a sack of toast and a baguette. And then I eat
peanut butter and
some peanut butter. Well, actually, I take the peanut butter and I roll it in two scoops of white flour. And I take wash it down with some Ovaltine, and then half a grapefruit. I'm on the road, you know. And it's like, that ain't Bill.
Yeah.
What do you eat? Let's go through your diet.
By the way, before you continue, I was in Cincinnati, middle of the country, and I was invited to come have a dinner with some of the kids at the school. So the school presented the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
casserole.
Yeah. It might as well have been. It was
Miracle Whip and egg noodles.
Large sort of macaroni noodles. Large plate filled with them in a heavy cream mayonnaise-based sauce.
Yeah.
With a couple sprigs of cooked spinach on top and then goat cheese. Just big hunks of goat cheese on top.
What do people think?
It was like fettuccine alfredo with goat cheese and a little green. A little green on there.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God. And then a huge piece of cake. I can't eat this.
Bill?
Yeah.
I've seen you eat worse. What do you mean? You go to the vending machine and get a thing of those miniature Hostess donuts twice a week. What are you talking about?
Donuts don't count.
Bill?
Yeah.
That's all right, let's talk about your diet. What do you eat for breakfast?
Nothing. I don't get up early enough to have breakfast, so.
Smart.
What's the first thing you eat in the day?
Probably.
By the way, whatever you eat first is your breakfast. I don't care if it's 4 in the afternoon.
Bill?
Yeah.
What's the first thing you eat in the day?
Hold on. I just love on this show that it takes 20 minutes to figure out what the person eats after they wake up. Huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Mm-mm. Well, I wake up about 8:45 in the evening and eat chili.
All right.
Eat chili and a baked potato at 8:45. And then eat lunch at 11:30 in the evening. And then eat dinner about 4 a.m. Bill, what time do you go to bed at night?
About 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 in the morning. What time do you get up in the morning?
About 1 o'clock.
In the afternoon, you sleep 11 hours a night?
Yeah.
That's not going to work in the Navy.
I know.
No, you got to be up by noon in the Navy.
Oh, yeah.
You ever hear that thing? They get more done by 12:30. Then you, or something like that. I remember seeing that ad campaign came out right when I was like out of high school and cleaning carpets and going nowhere. And I was thinking, I'll join like the Coast Guard Reserve or the Navy or the Army or something. It's like, we get more done by 6 a.m. I'm out. Did you say 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
And my first impulse was, what are we doing? Pulling all nighters? What? You get up at 5? Are you high? No.
This will never do.
All right. So, Bill, you get up at 1. That means you're depressed.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right, buddy. What's going on? You still living at home?
I don't know. I'm out.
You're out. How are you supporting yourself?
I got some roommates and just working at a Little Caesars, so.
Ooh. You delivering?
No, I'm an assistant manager.
Assistant manager. All right. I'm going to motivate you, brother. It wasn't so long ago I was 19 and not so gainfully employed and had a bunch of roommates.
We've got to get his weight down about 40 or 50 pounds. That'll help the penis. With all the extra fat, your estrogen levels go way up.
Right.
I'm taking estrogen blockers right now, actually.
Yeah, well, it's not over-the-counter, anything isn't
going to happen. Hold on. Are you getting that from the back of the porn mag, or where do you get those?
One of my roommates is a pharmaceutical representative or something like that, and he has a whole bunch of those kind of drugs.
You're taking tamoxifen?
I have no idea what it is. It's in Spanish.
Why would you do that?
No way.
He told me it would help.
Listen.
With my, chest area and all that stuff, too.
Okay, listen. You should take no medication that's listed in
Spanish. Your roommate
should
be arrested. He's practicing medicine without a license.
Yeah. You should barely be eating Mexican food. Forget about eating Mexican pharmaceuticals.
Well, no, it was his medication. He used to use it a lot, and then he just didn't need it anymore and gave it to me.
Was he on steroids?
He just quit a month ago.
He's taking estrogen blockers because when you're on steroids, you produce extremely high levels of estrogen. You get gynecomastia. Do not take that medicine, Bill.
Don't.
Jesus Christ.
All right, listen here. Listen, numbskull. Listen to me.
Oh, my God.
I'm a genius, And you're in Phoenix, and you're a junior manager at a Caesars.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I'm literally a millionaire. Literally.
He's a carpet cleaner. Listen to him.
Please. First off, quit taking those pills. Secondly, you're going to wake up, and this guy's going to be beating you with a fireplace poker because he's going to be in some sort of roid rage. Yeah. You got to lock your door at night when you sleep.
Right. By the way, did you do roids?
No.
Okay. None of that. No shortcuts. No easy ways out. You understand? Mm-hmm. All right. Stay away from the cheesy breadsticks over at the Little Caesar. Stay away from anything they serve there.
Okay. I'll fire that anyway.
Ooh, we got to watch the S word. Bill. Bill's a guy who means well, but he's a 40-watt bulb at best. He's got plans. There's nothing worse than stupid guys with plans.
That's usually pot.
When you're
dumb,
he's not pot.
That's usually that guy, though.
When you're dumb, your plan should be to listen to smart people, not have your own plan. That's your plan. You know what your plan is?
Listen to smart people.
Other people's plans. That are, by nature, going to be better than yours.
The Navy is a great place for him to go, then.
Perfect plan. Yeah. And, Bill.
Yes.
I like you, buddy. Now, no more swearing on the air, and let me turn your life around.
Here we go.
You, okay, stop getting up at 1 o'clock. You're depressed. I go to bed at 2. I get up like 9. You can do it. Set your alarm. Get up in the morning. Get up and do some exercise.
I do. I go to the gym every day.
Yeah, I know. You go
at 9 o'clock.
You get up in the morning and go to the gym. You understand?
Yeah.
What time do you have to be in at work?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, you need a day before you go to work.
Right? You need to get up and do something, and do some exercise. Don't eat any of that Little Caesar stuff.
Get some mixed nuts, and you eat nuts for snacks. Don't eat anything with bread.
That's right.
Eat protein.
And then just go join the Navy.
Yogurt for breakfast.
They don't care if you're husky. They'll take you.
Yeah. I'll break it down.
All right. All right, buddy. Come on now. All right. Bill, it's like, I don't know. Ah, look. Not everyone's going to be, managing a Fortune 500 company. It's fine.
I know, but
just
Bill
don't
do
kill
better.
Anybody.
Bill can do better.
Yeah, but Bill's depressed.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
And depression is the longer you sleep, the more you want to sleep, the more tired you are, the harder it is. It's just you get in this horrible spiral.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Mitch. I don't believe we've spoken to a Mitch in like 3 years. Mitch?
Hello.
17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Me and my girlfriend are talking about maybe having anal sex, and I was wondering what could happen as a result of that.
How long have you been with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
How long have you been with your girlfriend?
About a year.
A year.
Yeah.
And how long have you been having sex with her?
6 months.
What's her birth date?
November 21st.
What's your birth date?
May 2nd of 87.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What year was she born?
Of 87, too.
Wow. People are born in 87, talking about cornhole. Wow.
What were you doing in 87?
Thinking about cornhole. I'm still talking about it. It's been a long 16. No,
yeah, but Mitch is contemplating. It's everything thinking about and contemplating.
That's just something I never got around to.
Yeah.
Sure, I've been cornholed, but
of course.
You know, I want to be on the business end of the penis.
Yeah.
Hey, Mitch?
Yeah.
Does your girlfriend want to do this?
We haven't really decided yet.
Have you brought this up with her yet?
We've talked
about it. And what does she say when you bring it up?
She says if I want to try it once, then she's for it, but...
Thought you said that you weren't decided.
Yeah.
All right.
We're trying.
I can't talk to Mitch. You're asking me a question, Drew.
Have you talked to your girlfriend about this?
We talked once.
What did she say about this when you brought it up? The real beat, Adam. Other than the endless crawl. It doesn't sound like Mitch without first going,
um. just starts sounding like one big noise to me now. So how long have you been dating? How much you weigh, sweetie? Are you using contraception right now? When did your dad start molesting? That just sounds like me. Yeah. This is what's this white noise?
That's Mitch.
I went to the Sharper Image. I got a machine that sounds like teenagers who can't form sentences. It helps me go to sleep.
Well, it's a little bit, you know. It's a little bit of a sort of a Buddhist. Plasma screen.
All right. He wants to have anal with his girl. His girl.
Oh, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous right. At 17.
Mitch.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Okay.
Leave her ass alone. You're fine. You're 17. You're lucky you're getting laid. And I'm not even sure if I believe this call.
No, of course not. But if there are others contemplating, it's ridiculous.
Plus, you're calling from Utah. If you got busted doing this, you could be stoned to death. Hey, Mitch, you think about going to college?
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Where are you going to go?
Brigham Young. Brigham Young. College down here.
Junior?
Yeah.
No, buddy, forget about it. What are you good at?
Auto mechanics.
All right. Let's focus on that.
Okay.
Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. You go to trade school, right?
Yeah.
What kind of cars you work on?
I've got a 69 Chevy truck.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Right, that's perfect. What do you got in there? 350?
Yep.
All right, buddy. Got a Holley 750 4-barrel on there?
Yep.
All right. Just checking.
4-barrel.
I can see he's impressed, by the way. You know, I've never checked your ride out.
4-barrel? I think.
Mitch?
Yeah.
You got a Chevy 350 small block, right?
Yep.
You have a Holley 750 4-barrel carburetor?
Yeah.
You do?
Ask him something about it.
Mitch?
Yeah.
Do you have the Holley 750?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What's the 750 referred to?
Trying to think.
I want to ask Mitch another question just to hear him say,
I do believe you have it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think it's interesting that I know the size of the engine in your random Chevy truck and the carburetor?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
man.
Boy.
Let's sync it up.
I'd love to blame that on pot, but I can't.
Oh.
You did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Someone's got to sample that.
Yeah. Here you go. Break it down. Let's go. Come on.
You know, Bring dueling back. I know. It just sounds like I'm blowing my own smoke up my own tokai here. But one of the things that I find most interesting about this show is when I guess very specific things
and
about the person's life. It's like,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, he was so unimpressed, I thought he was lying.
No.
That's because I was thinking maybe it's a 2-barrel carburetor or something. That's...
No. It would probably be a Holley. It would probably be somewhere around that size.
Yeah.
It would probably have a 350, but Chevy makes many different kinds of engines. I have no idea what's in there. But God forbid anyone who listens to the show or calls in goes, hey, yeah, what do you know? That's something. How'd you know that?
The classic was the one where the girl was talking about her boyfriend. Adam goes, where does he work? Is he working a batting cage? She goes, yeah, a batting cage down on Congress Street. So anyway, and we're like, huh?
I guess her boyfriend worked at a batting cage. It was not impressive. Now, here's the thing. Let me tell you something about being stupid. Then I'm going to stop picking on everyone who calls a show.
Nope, right.
All right, I'm not. But here's the thing. When your kid comes home and starts talking to you about people who are in his class, he doesn't say, this is my friend from class, John. He just goes, you know what John says?
Right.
John says.
Right.
And he expects you to know who John is.
Right. See, the whole world revolves around him.
Oh, well, of course you would know who John is.
Again.
He knows who John is. He's 7.
Yes. Yes.
At a certain point in life, you start realizing you have to say stuff like, a guy who's in my class named John thinks this. But when you're 7, you say that. Well, we have that same mentality, people calling at 17.
And interestingly enough, it's people with with actually quite low self-esteem that tend to get into that mode of thinking. And as I've pointed out to you before, we call that a piece of S around which the whole world revolves.
That's right.
The way they start to think of themselves.
All right. Mitch needs to stay away from junior college.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to focus on tech school and work on them cars.
And maybe some auctioneering in his future. I think that might be good.
That'd be great.
I think working for Sotheby's or something. That'll be lot 666. Mitch, here we go. First bidder is $1 million. Mitch?
This is Monet. Is it Giverny? Water lily.
Three.
Here we go, Katie. Break it down. Now.
Katie.
Hi.
You're 17.
Yeah, Adam.
Yeah.
Love you.
What's happening, baby doll? Yeah, here we go. Take a knee.
By the way, we lost Melissa. We the prostitute we were going to finish talking to.
That's right.
And Adam, interestingly, didn't.
Yeah. I didn't really believe her, but I believe some of her. What's up, Katie?
Okay. I have a vibrating dildo.
Good times.
By the way, a dildo that vibrates is just called a vibrator, I think.
Oh, really?
Like, I think.
Whenever I look at, online or anything, because I was interested in it always said vibrating dildo.
All right. Mm-hmm. Adam stands corrected.
All right. Go ahead.
It's a big man
to admit when he's wrong, and I admit it.
About a vibrating dildo especially.
Right. I use it a lot. Mm-hmm. I think that I masturbate more than you, Adam.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Really? What are you good for a day?
What was that?
What are you good for each day?
A lot. I don't really want to say, but
why?
It's up in the
teens.
20 times a day, not 20 orgasms, but 20 sessions a day.
Yeah, kind of. They're just little. I don't know. I don't really want to get into it. Kind of.
Yeah, that's obvious. You come right out of the gate with the vibrating dildo talk, but you're too demure to. Bring up how often you masturbate.
All right, yeah. Okay.
All right.
What's the question?
Okay. I don't clean it like they say you're supposed to with the alcohol and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're supposed to keep it in that blue barber stuff right next to the combs.
Okay.
And just the other day, when I started to go to when I go to the bathroom, it burns, and I was wondering
you've given yourself a urinary tract infection.
Yeah.
Yes, you need to see a doctor about that.
So it's not like an STD or anything?
Have you shared it with somebody else?
No, it's just mine.
Are you having sex with somebody?
No.
Okay, then how can you get a sexually transmitted?
People just think they can get a sexually transmitted disease from deviant-type behavior.
Is that right?
I don't know.
They do. I think people think that it's
STD is some sort of punishment. STD is a punishment for out-of-line behavior.
Well, it's like they think they can get an STD from their boyfriend, even if their boyfriend has never had, doesn't have an STD because they're not wearing a condom.
Right.
You know what I mean? We've beaten into everyone's head, you've got to wear a condom, you're going to get an STD, you're going to get HIV. Well, yeah, if the other person has something to protect you from.
Yeah, that you need to be protected from.
Need to be protected from, right. Katie?
Yes?
Why, are you a big gal?
No.
No?
I'm kind of in the middle there.
Uh-oh. That means, how tall are you?
I am almost 6 foot, I think.
Whoa.
Last time I checked, I was 5'11 and a half.
How much you weigh?
I weigh 200.
All right. That's, it's not what we call petite.
Yeah.
But that's a lumberjack stack there, my friends. That's a lumberjack stack and a side of Canadian bacon. But.
My friends.
And my friends. But it's 6 foot, you know.
Could carry that off.
Yeah. Pull that off. All right. Maybe you probably could go down a couple pounds. You eating right?
Yeah.
Exercising beside the vibrating? Are you depressed? It seems like you're just compulsively...
Are you sex addicted? Were you sexually abused growing up?
No, actually, I'm Mormon. I wasn't sexually abused or anything, and I don't know. I think I'm addicted to it, kind of.
Well, but...
It's I don't know. It's not really...
You don't like it?
I like it.
I mean, you like it, but it bothers you that you're so dependent upon it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of, at least in the sexually compulsive realm.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't... why don't you challenge yourself by only masturbating 8 times a day?
Well,
I don't know what to say to
Katie. Here's what I think. She may either be managing affect, meaning to say she may be depressed and sort of managing feelings.
I think she is.
So sex becomes kind of like a drug for her. Or she had some form of trauma, let's call it, that she really isn't aware of. That she never doesn't consider it trauma, but may have sort of affected her wiring a little bit and stirred some of this up.
Yeah, maybe just being Mormon is trauma enough.
And I will tell you what, the people of the original, related to the original settlers in Mormon, have a very high incidence of the biology of alcoholism and addiction.
Mm.
And so as such, she may have that gene going. You know,
she puts down that vibrator, she's going to pick up a bottle.
Well, or at least, you know, potentially she could have that gene going. So
just
watch out for it.
Well, 5'11", 200. We'll take ourselves a quick break and get back. We got to talk about dueling.
Yeah, we got to.
After this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Loeb, the beautiful Lisa Loeb. Cute and spunky Lisa Loeb in tomorrow night. Hmm. There's another Christy. She was on earlier.
Dueling.
Cut off. Oh, yeah. Here's what I want to say. I had this idea today. You know, here's the whole thing about this country. I'm really realizing, and it's sort of come home to roost for me during these the run at the presidency. And Kerry keeps talking about his service in Vietnam, and then the Swift Boats Operators and Veterans Committee is saying is coming out against him, and everyone argues back and forth, and there's some sort of accusation that he didn't deserve those 3 Purple Hearts, and then he wants an apology, and then Bush wants an explanation, and it's just a war of words. It's like watching a messy divorce. It's just this guy's attorneys say this, and she's entitled to that, but he wants the kids, but she wants the dog. All I'm saying is, in the old days, they would shut their pie hole and just have a duel.
Yeah.
Now it's just a bunch of publicists and pussy attorneys, and everyone's just making allegations.
I imagine
and arguing.
In the day of Andrew Jackson, the colonel, they would just...
They just go on the street and pace it off.
He'd go insane.
Here's the other thing, too. You wouldn't open your pie hole unless you were prepared to duel with another guy. You don't insult people. You don't call guys liars. You don't make fun of their wives. You don't start bringing up their military records. You start bringing up their, let's just say indiscretions with other women and all that kind of stuff. You just wouldn't bring it up. And if you did, it'd be dueling time.
Well, you'd expect a duel, and you'd expect to substantiate your claims.
Right. Now it's just you just float a bunch of innuendos and false allegations on both sides. I'm not taking sides here. You know, I'm sure Kerry's full of crap, and I'm not sure how he got 3 Purple Hearts and never did any time in the hospital. Got 3 Purple Hearts in like 10 minutes and never actually spent the night in the hospital. Yeah. Bush is basically getting a bunch of guys to attack him and then saying he has nothing to do with those guys. They both just seem like idiots. Is there any sane person in this country that likes either one of these morons? And no one just sits around and goes, this is they're spending $75 million on this. It's just, it's such nonsense. And really, just duel it out. And whichever one he was mortally wounded or killed, well, we'll just take you.
I love the headline. Kerry challenges Bush to a duel.
It'd be great. And everyone could just shut their fat pie holes and stop having these expensive attorneys just get in the middle of everything. And then they have the convention, and it's a cavalcade of blowhards getting up there with their sort of well-worn isms and their trite platitudes. Please, somebody do something. Just go duel it out. I'd like to see that. And everyone would do that. You got a beef, you duel. I'd be dueling 8-10 times a week. Except for I would move my duels first son. No. I moved the duel back to noonish. Ish. I would be like, sir, I'll see you on the street between noon in 2 p.m. ish. After I've eaten.
Have your seconds call mine.
Yes, have your seconds call my thirds. Here, and then I would have Chris, who would be my squire, hit him with the white glove.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Although Chris would probably screw up and whack me with it.
Yeah.
Yes. Sir, you've insulted me. Chris, hit him with the white glove. You swap him with the white glove, and then you just duel it out. That's what we need. Because ever since the duel went away, everyone started dueling with their mouth, and everyone's just yakking back and forth. And the news has just turned into one big yak fest. Just everyone's saying, you know, Bush is this, and the economy's going great, and Kerry's going to get America back on its feet. And what happened? I don't know. The economy's bad. No, it's not. It's great. We've created more new jobs. No, we're spiraling down. What is it? What's going on? Kerry's for the war, supports the troops, but he doesn't believe in going to war. And by the way, do we even know Kerry other than he just seems like a guy who's not Bush? Like, you don't like Bush, you vote for Kerry. You don't vote for Kerry because you like him. It's like Bush is peanut butter, and we're allergic to peanut butter, so we're going to eat whatever else gets dropped on the tray. That's it.
Bologna.
Yeah, just some bologna. Maybe a little Salisbury steak or a deviled ham. We don't like it, really, but at least we're not going to go into anaphylactic shock. I really get the feeling that 90% of the people that are pro-Kerry are just sort of...
Of course.
They're just against Bush.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I mean, I guess it's, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other. But it'd be nice to really actually be into somebody. It's like, I'm going to bang this new chick. Not because she's hot, but the old chick's fat. And this one's not. So I'll just take the new one. I'm not into her. But she ain't the other one. The other one's got a venereal disease, and she's 800 pounds. She may be Mormon. All right, it's good times. It's a great era we're living in. Just everyone just yapping, and I want some dueling. Yeah. And I'm not talking dueling old style, where I come out, I open up the case.
Pearl-handled.
They're the musket. Yeah.
Pull back.
Pearl handles, yes. Flint. If the flint goes wrong and the thing misfires, you got to pack it in yourself. And at the end, we insult everyone by saying, good day. Good day to you, sir.
And if you fire first and miss, and the second guy shoots into the air, you're a new man. You're forever
right.
Indebted to him.
That's right. That's right. Who can now sing? Christy?
Hi.
All right, you're 18. Now, you called earlier.
Yeah, I got cut off. I was driving home from work.
Oh, yeah.
This was Christy / Christine.
Yeah, I got mad at Christy because I called her Christy and she started to correct me.
Yeah.
And then she started in with that. Well, some people try to stop correcting people on your name. Please, leave them alone.
Okay.
Okay, they don't care. You shouldn't either.
When they address you, you just go,
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Call me
uh-huh.
Alan. I don't say anything. Yeah. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, my boyfriend and I, whenever we have sex, when he pushes in really hard, like when he goes deep, it really hurts, like inside my vagina.
It's not in your vagina. It's in your pelvis it hurts.
Really?
You're into your viscera at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. He's not really, you know, like he's average sized.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a really petite person. I'm, like, average for my height and weight and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it just really hurts, like, when he goes in really deep.
Well, it's A, it's generally supposed to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Engineer Chris. I'm preparing myself to be disappointed.
It's supposed to. And if you think, if it's a change for you, that somehow the pain is localized or there's something unusual about it, ovarian cysts, tubal infections, endometriosis, there are other things that can be associated with this.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you want to get a pelvic exam and get it checked out. But it's also normal.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. And she's got to be hot with that personality.
Passive-aggressive. Woof.
Uh-huh.
And then she's going to say, well, you told me to say uh-huh when I'm addressed.
And
ask with the uh-huh. Come on, just
what? What do you mean?
It's like a sword.
What do you want? What? What do you want, Christy?
Oh yeah.
All right, there we go.
Hi.
All right, so what should she do? Go to the doctor?
How come you haven't been had a pelvic exam?
I don't know. I haven't gone in and had one yet.
You've never had one.
No.
Okay, it's extremely important if you're sexually active. Okay.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I can't really tell my parents.
You don't have to. Whatever happens between you and a doctor is completely confidential.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You could do that.
My dad, he works at the same place I go to because he's a physical therapist at Kaiser, and I go to Kaiser too. So
why don't you just go to Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood?
Mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood. You live in Pasadena. They got an excellent Planned Parenthood up there on Lake above the freeway.
Does it cost them a lot? Or
No, not at all.
Tell you what, Drew's out in the Pasadena area. How about she just puts her vagina up to your mail slot and you shine a pen light flashlight in there, give it a look-see. Your wife be cool with that, right?
Of course.
All right, go to Planned Parenthood up on Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Kaiser still working that Kaiser Permanente thing?
Yeah. You Permanente.
Know? Yeah. You're not going anywhere, Pops. That's basically what that's saying.
Permanente situation.
It just sounds, to me, Permanente sounds like...
Roche Motel.
It just sounds like permanent.
Yeah. You go in, you
patients get in, but they don't come out. Oh, this is Kaiser Permanente. Now, before when we were Kaiser, you'd come in, you'd get your gallbladder removed, and we'd have you out later that day. But this is permanent now. Oh, yeah. Oh,
so it sounds like a Spanish sort of...
You're coming in, you ain't going nowhere. Yeah, it sounds like one of two things. Either it's permanent, you die there, or we never release you, or B... There's some guy who looks like Antonio Banderas, who actually is a swordsman. He's wearing the boots that go way up past the knee.
Yeah,
he's a lover.
Yeah.
He's got a rose in his mouth.
That's right. You haven't seen Shrek yet. That's what he plays as a cat.
Every time he says something, a flamenco guitar goes... He says like...
You understand. That's the character in Shrek.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah.
When we come back, Florida.
Yeah, oh, we got a big Germany of Florida. And engineer Chris, how are you doing on that internet, buddy? You find me something?
No.
I told him to look up the Holley carburetor sizes. What do you got? You got that? Okay, bud.
All right.
Should I get up?
To look in the, I'll go over there for you so you don't have a reaction, as it were.
I'll tell you what we got to do, engineer Chris. We got to get you a little compact makeup mirror so you can just flash what's on the computer to me so I know not to get up and walk over there.
All right, cool.
All right, buddy. We'll take a quick break. I'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Let's get back to those phones. Help them kitties. Lisa Loeb in here tomorrow night. Dear, dear friend. Eric, it's time to play Germany or Florida. What do you got?
Hey there, Dr. Drew. Hold on, let me check the weather. Palo Alto checking in at 71 degrees. Boy, I tell you, I was sitting at a three-way stop. Shake your ass. Drew, let me do the radio math. I got 4 feet, 7 3/16 inches. Hold on, Chief Thunderclouds wants to say something. Nana, hey, catch a Nawana. 5 freeway backed up. Watch your brake lights, mattress, and lanes.
Keep going, buddy.
You know, I used to clean carpets, lived with my good friend Louise. You know, now I'm literally a millionaire, Drew. Literally a millionaire. I should have my own garbage man. Blah, 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 blah. Culver City cops in their right-hand drive Chevettes writing chicken-ass tickets. Blah, blah, blah. Not enough manpower. Blah, 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 blah. Holocaust. Blah, 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 blah.
That's good.
You know, most people brag about how good they are in the sack. Well, I tell you, I'm so good at receiving oil. Let me tell you. Okay, ladies. Grab a knee. That helmet's not a chair. Oh, tell you, I went to an Armenian sandwich shop trying to get a falafel. Oh, get on out. My dad has no idea what time the show is on. Oh, boy, he's such a huge pussy. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to kick him right in the nuts. Blah, 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 blah. Crank Anchors on tonight. Everybody check out Crank Anchors. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, Drew, I tell you, people that call this show are such retards. You know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 blah. You know, I used to do a little boxing, you know, southpaw, blah, blah, blah. I need some red wine, you know, it's my medicine. My medicine, Drew, got hit. I mean, I'm a taboo too, you know. He has it all. Yes, he does. You know, taboo too, dear. Let me tell you about these pussy politicians. Listen, you know what you tell you to? You know what we tell you? That's what we pay you for. Oh, these pussy politicians and their whacked up nutball religions. Let me tell you, blah, blah, blah. Strip club DJs are all the same guys, you know what I'm saying? They got the fanny pack, you got the ponytail. Britney stage five, blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's it. That's the show.
I think that's about it.
I'm a hairy guy. I'm trying to find my ass. I'm going to find Santa Claus' mouth. Blah, blah, blah. Hang out with Snoop. Blah, blah.
Probably your best
Adam,
too,
Adam. I know. It's carpentry.
It's my A game. Oh, what? What?
Adam, I do a little bit of carpentry, Adam. I bet you can't stump me.
Ooh.
Challenge. The gauntlet is down.
You can't stump me, Adam.
All right. Hold on, Eric. Now calm down. Here we go.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hold on.
All right. Now.
Here we go.
All right, Eric. Your carpenter.
Nah, I hate to cut you off, but I got to check traffic. Traffic lanes, traffic lanes, watch for brake lights. Hold on, we got weather coming up. Power also checking in is 71 degrees. Culver City coming in 71 degrees. I'm sorry, Adam, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question about insulation. All right, you have 2x6 walls, stud walls. What size insulation should
you hold on, I'm sorry, I got to break in here with weather. Palo Alto checking in at 71 degrees. Culver City, 71. I'm sorry, Adam, go ahead.
You got to answer the question. I'm going to hang up on you.
All right, hey, do you want this Germany or Florida?
All right, but are you a carpenter?
Hell no.
All right. Germany or Florida.
Hey, hold on, by the way.
Yeah, well done.
Nice work, Eric. You covered every base.
That's almost, it. That's almost.
The show.
I think that's Adam. That's it.
Well, with the exception, ironically, of Germany or Florida.
That's coming if you still want it.
All right. Yeah, we want it.
Eric, you must listen to a lot of this show.
You have no idea.
What do? No, you have some job where you work the graveyard or something?
Exactly. I mean, my buddy sit up here and we listen to you four nights a week.
What are you doing?
Every night, yep.
What kind of work are you doing?
About 5 years now. We work at a print shop.
Oh. Your buddy should applaud your talent.
Yeah.
It was partially his idea.
Think how many people we have calling telling us they're gonna write, they're gonna do something. Derek just showed us his wares.
Yeah.
Showed us the good.
Yeah, no, I'm a fan.
I think he even came up with the idea. We sat down, we wrote down the beats and hammered them out a little bit. And
yeah. Well, hey, you did your homework.
Didn't miss any.
All right, buddy. Give me your Germany or Florida.
Okay, 19-year-old man clad in a black trench coat, armed with two rifles, a pistol, and a sword, goes to his place of employment. He declares himself to be a vampire killer, and he shoots one of his coworkers right in the head.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay, now, vampire Eastern European.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Sword. Wait, hang on a second. Sword and a black overcoat. Germany.
Yeah.
Eric is pretty shrewd. He might be leading us down the
primrose
path here.
Shooting someone at work, a very Florida thing to do, but only one person at work seems more German than Florida. Florida, they have massacres.
Right, and the massacres are usually spraying, not standing up somebody and shooting them.
But you got to think, too, Columbine was all about black trench coats as well, and that was in America.
Well done. That's a good point. As usual, Eric is on his game.
I'm going Germany. My impulse was Germany.
Yeah, Germany.
Eric, we're going Germany.
Okay, I'm going to tell you the answer, and then I'm going to tell you the cool twist to the story, too.
All right.
It actually happened in Florida.
Who?
The twist was the man that he shot.
German.
Nope. He had an apple size of a mason jar.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Oh. You should have just given the mason jar earlier. We're let down because we...
No, that's good.
It's good. All right.
All right. So was that a story? That was a true story that you just added the mason jar onto then?
Or the whole thing is mason jar?
Yeah, Adam, the mason jar was not part of the story.
But the whole story...
No, the whole story is a true story.
The whole story was true. I think I heard it about 6 months ago. And it was
a legitimate Germany or Florida. He just added the mason jar to the end.
All right,
Eric. Listen, you got a pulse. Call the show anytime you like.
Exactly. See how different that is?
Yeah. I enjoyed it. And look, anyone wants to call the show and make fun of us or critique us or even pay a sort of backhanded homage to me or the show, we won't cut you off.
No.
You call a lot of radio shows, you start in on the host, they immediately cut you off. Here, we'll run you dry. Say your piece. The worse, the better. Cindy?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Okay, well, this is kind of for you, not really for Dr. Drew. Okay. Mm. Okay, I just moved into this apartment complex, okay, and I met some people at the pool, and they're really nice, whatever. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys, he has a girlfriend. And we ended up going out the other night, and I kind of got a little drunk, maybe. Okay, yeah, a little bit drunk. And I started sitting on her lap.
Your lesbian.
And I've had the girlfriend, or the guy's girlfriend. I don't want to say any name.
Okay, you start sitting on the lap, yeah.
Okay, so I sat on her lap, and then everyone's like, oh, are you going to kiss her? Da, da. And I turned around, and I was like, yeah. And then she, like, moved her head. And, like, I don't remember this, but this is what the other guy, not the guy with the girlfriend, but he came over earlier tonight, talked to me. He's like, did you try to kiss, what's her name? And I was like, oh, my God, no. And he's like, good, I thought not. Da, da, da. And he started giving me a hard time about it. I'm like, no. And then I talked to her earlier tonight, and I asked her, and she's like, yeah, you totally did. I was like, oh, no, and I'm kind of...
Oh, come on, say it.
Yes, that was the F
she
word.
Just yelled the F word.
Yeah, she
into
just
it?
Yelled it. And the deal is, there's apparently, as the what we've got on the screen here on her is that she has had a girlfriend when she was in jail.
That was a great chick story. Yeah. Oh, really makes me miss the guy doing the impression of me. Because you go from that to, and so I was down at the pool, and then I talked to this one girl, and then we went out to Carlos and Pepe's, and then I had too many margaritas. I get mine shaken, but I like the ice, so I tell them not to. I like it blended, but I don't like the crush ice because it gives me a headache, and I like salt on half the glass. And then I sat on her lap, and then we like started to kiss, but then she moved her head, and then the next day a guy came over.
He totally said I just tried to scam
on her. And he totally said I tried to scam on a girl, but I was like, no, she moved her head, but I think he thinks I'm a slut. And then F the world. And then anyway. All right, so that was really just a long-winded, boring story with the F word is the tag.
And we got to go to break.
All right, well, hold on a second. Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, yeah. You've been on hold for a long time. You have the puffy nipples and areolas. They stick out.
I called before, and you guys went off the air on me, but I've been trying to find out the answer to my problem for years now. I've been having
Here's the thing. You have to consult a plastic surgeon.
They take care of these things.
It's not about exercise.
It's not uncommon.
It's not about what you're eating. It's not about anything. It's just genetics and a consult a plastic surgeon.
You're 20, it's time.
Okay?
You're not 13. At 20, you got to get checked out.
Just go in and see somebody.
Something with a little liposuction.
They're not going to charge you anything. Open the phone book, go on the computer, find a plastic surgeon, and go see him.
And he's going to charge me arm and a leg for it, huh?
Not for the consultation, but if you really want to know what can be done, that you'll see what can be done.
Get some prices. Yeah. All right, we'll be back after this. Well, that's the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Lisa Loeb, dear, impish little, beautiful little, cuddly little Lisa Loeb in here
good
tomorrow
guess.
Night.
Yeah.
Then Sex Pot, Jenna Jameson, and after that, and Black Eyed Peas on Thursday night. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo.
You know, I'm literally a millionaire, Drew. Literally a millionaire. I should have my own garbage man. Blah, 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 blah. Culver City cops and their right-hand drive Chevettes writing chicken-ass tickets. Blah, blah, blah. Not enough manpower. Blah, 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 blah.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.